With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and today I will be speaking to the fourth place finisher from Big Brother Canada 7, the latest person to head to the jury. It's Adam. It's Adam. It happened. It did. Going to be talking to Adam about the pretty boys, about Sam, and where his jury vote is going to lie. Very interested to talk with Adam. I really thought I would be talking to him in person in Toronto, but not the case. We're going to talk to him here and now. But what are you going to do? Without any further ado, let's get to Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Adam. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to win that game, but didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
Yes. All right. So what went wrong? Why were you evicted?
I think what went wrong was I played the game way too damn good, and everybody in there realized that they couldn't beat me final two, so they had to get rid of me.
Do you have any regrets in the game?
I don't have any regrets whatsoever. I spoke with Ica before even going in that house, and I said that I wanted a four-person die alliance, and I wanted us all to branch out. The game went exactly how I wanted it to go, and I have no regrets.
Do you feel betrayed by anyone?
A little bit by the boys. You know, they did build me up the entire week saying that the boys are going to the top three, and they caught me last minute. So a little bit from the boys, but I understand.
Will that have an impact on your jury vote?
Not at all. I respect their gameplay. They had to take me out to win that game. So definitely not.
Do you think it was the right move to evict you?
Well, no. I feel that if Anthony would have kept me, he would have 110% went to final two. But I think that me leaving, Dane is going to win and take Kira, and Anthony is going to be next one.
Okay. If you had won the veto, who would you have evicted?
I would have evicted Kira because I was very, very loyal to the boys and I wanted us all to go to top three.
So then if you had won the following HOH, who would you have taken to the final two?
I would have taken Dane because I feel like he's most deserving of being there. He played the best game besides myself, and I wanted the best two people to sit in that final two chair.
All right. What do you think the legacy of the Pretty Boys will be?
I think we're going to be talked about as one of the greatest alliances to ever step foot in that house.
Did it turn out the way that you hoped going in?
It turned out to a T. We did talk about top four. We got the top five, so that's a win in my book.
Okay. Can you give me your thoughts on each of the Pretty Boys?
Dane, he's definitely a very close brother to me. He played that game amazing. Won comps. His social game was amazing. Anthony, I love that guy to death. We're going to be brothers to the end. Mark annoys me a little bit. But he's a part of the Pretty Boys, and we're going to be brothers for a good time.
And how do you feel about Kira?
Kira, I felt very blindsided by Kira. When Sam left the house, I kind of took Kira under my wing. I was going to be very loyal to Kira, and they told me right before I left that they were trying to get me out. So very blindsided by Kira, but I definitely have a good relationship with them.
What has meeting Sam meant to you for your Big Brother experience?
It gave me the full Big Brother experience. So I'd done everything, and falling in love, I didn't expect that to happen, but I'm glad that it did.
Do you plan on pursuing the relationship outside of the house?
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
Who do you think has played the best game this season?
Definitely myself. I was definitely the most loyal out of all the boys, and you know, I had the most wins, so definitely myself.
Of the remaining players, who do you think has played the best?
Dame. Dame, 100%. He has 4 HOHs, he has 2 POVs, and I definitely think he deserves to win this game.
And who do you think has played the worst?
Definitely Kira. That's left in the house right now.
So what is going to be your philosophy as a juror?
You know, being a huge fan of this show, I just want the best person to win this game. I want the best person to represent season 7. And I think that's Dame.
So so you're going to try to vote for the best player?
100%.
All right. So you've already kind of made this clear, but I'm going to go through some scenarios here for the final two. And I want you to tell me who you think that you would cast your vote for and who you think would win, who you think would win the game ultimately. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's imagine Kira wins the final HOH and brings Dane to the final two.
I vote for Dane. Dane's going to win the game.
Kira wins and brings Anthony.
I'm voting for Anthony, and Anthony's going to win the game.
All right. Dane wins and brings Kira.
Vote for Dane. Dane wins.
Dane wins and brings Anthony.
Vote for Dane. Dane wins.
All right. Anthony wins, brings Kira.
Vote for Anthony. Anthony wins.
Anthony wins, brings Dane.
Vote for Dane. Dane wins.
All right. Thank you so much, Adam.
Thank you very much.
And there you go. That was Adam. He very high on Dane. Dane has his vote. He feels like as long as Dane is sitting there in the end, not only will he vote for Dane, but he feels that the rest of the jury will as well. We'll see how correct he is in that assessment. But that is very big for Dane, especially considering he is probably one of the more likely people to be sitting in that final two chair. So that's what we have for you from Adam. Now, just a few days from now, Friday, I will be in Toronto. I'll be in Toronto for Thursday, the finale taping as well. But on Friday, I will be sitting down with the final three house guests, Kira, Anthony, and Dane. And I'm going to be doing this in person. There'll be video and it'll be great. So if you are looking to hear from the final three, then make sure you are looking out for those interviews to drop, hopefully sometime around midday on Friday, or possibly sooner, maybe. Yeah, where I'm gonna do my best. So that should be very fun. You'll get to see it, and we'll ask these final three all about their games and have fun with it. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the exit interviews all season long. I know they're one of my favorite parts of the season, getting to talk to these people on their way out. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. So thank you guys so much for joining me along the way and for being such loyal and wonderful listeners, more loyal even than the Pretty Boys, clearly, because you guys would never cut me at Final Four, right? Good. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren if you're looking for links to the interviews, or, you know, I'll make sure to post when the final three interviews go up on Friday and all of that. Again, make sure you check out the final three game recaps that I've been doing this week. We talked about Dane, Anthony, and Kira and what they've done from day one to day, you know, 64 or whatever. And all of that, you know, you can get a refresher on what their game has been. Don't rely on memory and perception like the jurors will have to. You'll have me in my notes, so that should be fun if you are interested in listening to those and you haven't already. And then, of course, Thursday night, I will be live from Toronto to give you the recap of the finale of Big Brother Canada 7. Should be a lot of fun. And yeah, and then, as I said, Friday, exit interviews with the final three in person. It'll be great. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble all this time. And again, for listening to these exit interviews all the way through. You guys have been so wonderful, and I will see you next time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.